The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. You are listening to How I Got Here. I'm DJ Eminem, and in this podcast, I'm going to look at my life in different ways and ask questions that I'm still trying to learn and answer. Hi, this is DJ Eminem, and welcome back to How I Got Here. I feel like in my last few episodes, I have been talking a lot about struggling and feeling frustrated and not really knowing what I'm doing, especially with school and my future and just feeling like nothing really was clicking the way that I wanted it to. And all of that is still true. Like, I'm not going to sit here and act like everything is suddenly easy now, because it's not. But I do feel like something has started to shift a little, and it's not like this big, dramatic change where everything just magically makes sense now. It's more like a small feeling. Like, things are slowly starting to come together in a way that I didn't really notice at first. The best way I can describe it is that it feels like puzzle pieces are starting to fit into place a little bit better now. Not the whole puzzle, like I'm definitely not done, and I don't see the full picture yet, but pieces that didn't make sense before are starting to connect just a little bit more. And I didn't realize it at first, but when I actually thought about it, I was like, okay, something is different. Like, recently, I got my chemistry midterm grade back, and I had been waiting for that grade for over a month, literally a month. And that whole time, I was just sitting there wondering how I did. Like, I was replaying the test in my head when I took it, how long it took me to take it. It took me an hour and 40 minutes, and it was only 23 questions. I kept on thinking about what I got right, what I got wrong, and honestly, I was just stressing about it way more than I should have. Like, I already took the midterm, why am I stressing about it when I already did it? Like, it's done. Like, I was stressing about it so much that I got sick. Like, who knew you can get sick from high-induced stress? I didn't. But when I finally got the midterm back, I was nervous to even look at it. I was like, what if I did worse? What if I did worse than one of my quizzes? What if the grade is just gonna completely ruin my overall grade? But then I saw that I got an 89, and I was actually really happy with that. Not like fake happy, but I was relieved. I was so happy to get an 89, because after everything I've been through in that class, feeling confused, feeling like I don't fully understand things, feeling like I'm not doing as well as I should, it kind of felt like proof that maybe I'm understanding more than I think I am. And that kind of helped me calm down a little bit. And I think something else has changed for me, which I didn't expect, and it's how I look at my grades. Because in high school, I was the type of person who needed an A. Like, I didn't want a B. A B felt like I wasn't doing good enough. Like, I could have done better. Like, something was just wrong. Like, what did I do wrong that I got a B? But now I'm at a point where I'm actually okay with just a B. I'm very, very okay with it. I don't want a C though. You know, everybody says C's get you degrees, but C's don't get you into graduate school. But I'm okay with a B, And that's kind of crazy for me to say. Like, I'm definitely still trying for an A. I still want to do really well. But I'm also not destroying myself over for not being perfect anymore. And I think that's made a really big difference in how I feel. But at the same time, chemistry is still really hard. Like, I'm not gonna sugarcoat that. It's probably one of the hardest classes I've ever taken. And literally every person I've talked to who has taken chemistry has said the same thing. Either they say, that was the hardest class I've ever taken, or they say, yeah, I failed it. So honestly, my goal right now is to not even be perfect. I just want to pass. Like, I'm trying so hard to just get a B minus in that class. And I don't want to fail it. And I definitely don't want to retake it. Especially not with the same professor. That's just something that I don't want to go through again. And I'll be honest, my professor and I just don't really match. I don't like how she teaches. I don't really like how she runs the class. And that's okay. Like, not every professor is going to work for every student. But that doesn't make it easier. Nor should it make it harder. Because it feels like I'm not doing as well in her class as I should be, which is making it harder for me. And at this point, I kind of just want to get through it. Like, I'm still trying. But I'm also just ready for it to be over. And what's really interesting is that I talk about chemistry all the time. It's probably one of the hardest things in my life right now. But not everything is like that. Like, my biology class and my biology lab, those are the classes I've actually had the best time in. That's where I feel like myself again. That's where things make sense. That's where I don't feel completely lost. Like, on Fridays, I go to research. It's one of my classes that I take. And we rotate through different professors with different topics according to the professor. We go through four rotations on Fridays. And I just finished the fourth rotation, and now we regroup and we start to work with the first rotation professor to do a presentation. But before that, we do a survey on what professor we liked the best in order from 1 to 4th. And the professor that I really want is doing a marine mammals morphology research. And I really liked it. Like, I want to be in her research. And I'm not even gonna lie, I'm trying to be a goody two-shoe with her because I want to get into her group. Because her rotation typically takes 6 people maximum. But other rotations, they can take 8 to 10. And I'm like, I need to be one of those 6. So I'm over here emailing her. I'm gonna make myself pretty darn noticeable with her because I wanna be in her rotation. I don't even mind doing this because I care about this because I want to do her research. And there's something that I'm starting to realize. Not everything is supposed to feel the same. Not everything is going to be easy. Not every class is going to feel easy. And not every class is going to feel like something I love. But that doesn't mean everything is wrong. It just means some things are harder than others. Right now, my life is literally just school. That's it. School, And sometimes that feels like a lot. Because it's like everything is happening all at the same time. I have a math test next week. I have a chemistry quiz this week. I have a biology test coming up. I have another chemistry quiz in like 2 weeks. And then I have a biology lab exam. And then on top of all of that, I have a big presentation that I have to start working on. But I only really have time on Fridays within my research rotation. So that's basically just 2 Fridays in 2 different weeks that I get to work on it. And it sounds like a lot, honestly. When I say it out loud, it's a lot. But it's no different than how it's been. But sometimes I just feel like I don't have enough time. Or maybe I do have enough time, and I'm just not using it to the best way. And that might be a me thing. But either way, it still feels overwhelming. But I keep telling myself something. It's just that I have to get through this. That's it. I have 37 days until summer break. And that's what I'm holding on to. I have a countdown. And I am holding on to my countdown. Like, this is my motivation. My motivation is my countdown, because 37 days I'll be off. And even though things are still hard, I do feel like I'm handling it a little bit better than I was before. Or at least I want to believe that I am. And maybe that's what growth feels like too. Not everything is suddenly becoming easy. But everything just feels a little bit more okay than it did before. I'm not where I want to be yet, but I'm also not where I was. Things are starting to come together slowly, and right now that's enough. Because I don't expect more out of me at this moment. I just need to get through, honestly. I have 37 days. Tomorrow will be 36, then 35, then 34. And then, sure enough, it'll be over. But you know, doing this has been kind of enjoyable. I enjoy being at college. It's much more fun than high school. High school, I would see, you know, teenagers being immature. And I can't really say anything because I was immature, but I also had to mature quicker in my life. My parents got divorced when I was 7 because my dad kind of went a little mental. He went a little crazy in his head, and he raped my sister for 2 years. He went to prison. He was sentenced for 50 years. And then he got diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. And then, sure enough, 2 years later, he died. So I think all of this makes you mature quicker. Because that's not an everything. That's not something that you hear every day. You know, you don't really hear about your parent raping your own sister, but oh well. I mean, I don't even like my sister. Who cares at this point in life? There's definitely something in me that does care, but you know what? I got to where I am now in life without them. I don't need them. I just need myself. Because everything that I have done for me is for me and for my success. Because of all of the things that have happened in my past has made me be where I am now. It's how I got here. And like always, I'm still figuring it out. This is DJ Eminem, and thank you for being here with me.